Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker, and I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Yesterday, we just celebrated Memorial Day, and I want to salute all of our armed forces and thank you so much for working diligently and laying your life down on the line for us and giving it, you know, unselfishly and sacrificing your families, your mind, your time, all of that just so we can be free. This is a United States of America, the land of the free. And I have my co-host Shirley Carter. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another Hot Topic. It is such an honor to, you know, salute our military and our graduates because so often that they go unsaluted. And when I say unsaluted, I mean that so often we forget how much they do give for their country, for you and I to walk around in the land of the free. So we at Hot Topics, Val, I'm just excited about tonight. I really am. I, you know, Memorial Day, it seemed like a day that comes and goes so fast that it's not, you know, something that so often we have made it so commercialized that we forget
absolutely
about the true meaning of what is Memorial Day. You look now, everyone is doing everything but honoring our military men and women. Everything else. I mean, it's so commercialized now.
Yeah, people think of Memorial Day as the next big sale. They don't realize that lives have actually been laid down. We have our military coming home lame, where they're missing limbs, they're missing their eyesight, and they lose their family, they lose their home, they lose their cars, they can't get employment, they can't get medical attention, the proper medical attention that they need. So much goes unnoticed and unappreciated, and that's why I thought it was fitting that we salute them. I know it was yesterday, but I think we should salute them every single day because every day they're laying their lives down. Every day somebody in the military has passed away because they were, you know, a shield for us. And I salute all of you that are tuned in listening. And if you want to comment or join in on the conversation or share some of your experiences as a military person, you press 1 and we'll cue you in. And just let you know that I am excited about you. And I'm excited about your tomorrow. I'm excited about your future because the best is yet to come. I'm reminded of a scripture in Hebrews 6:10 that says, God is not unrighteous to forget the works and labor of love and how you have ministered. You have ministered by giving your life, and I thank you so much. And I know, Shirley, we have some guests here, and if you and so I'll put it in your hand to bring on our military.
Well, our first guest, I am very honored to introduce him to all our listeners and to you because you don't know him. You only know of him through me. This young man, who happens to be my brother, I'm very proud of him. He served 20 years in the military.
Wow.
He didn't get drafted. He enlisted at a very young age of 19. He decided that he wanted to go and serve this country. He didn't have to go because he wasn't drafted, but that was a choice that he made. And he went in and he stayed 20 years. And so he's seen a lot, he's done a lot, he's learned a lot, and he's touched a lot of lives. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to my brother, Mark Anthony Hill. Mark, are you there?
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you? How is everyone doing this evening? First of all,
thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I just want to thank you all for having me on the show, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be on the show today to actually hear all those warm thoughts about these us guys serving the military and the young ladies. It's so appreciative because it always goes unsaid and unspoken about the appreciation that the sacrifices that we actually make on a day-to-day basis, I really appreciate you guys for doing this today.
You're welcome.
And for all my brothers and sisters that are still in arms, I just salute you and keep your head up and hang in there and stay in the trenches and continue to keep God in the center focus of your life, and you'll do well.
Wonderful. Now, I have a question for you. I know a lot of it. When you went in, what was it like? You got to travel. I know that part. And I know there's so many young people and there's parents that are listening that have children. And I learned something recently over the weekend about if you want to go to college, that could be a source for you. Because we have people who want their children to go to college but can't afford to. And could you share a little of that with our listeners?
Well, I sure can. Glad you asked that. Actually, you know, when I went in, I only had a high school diploma. As you stated, I did my 20 years, and I came out with a master's degree in human resource management. And by the compliments of Uncle Sam, they does pay your tuition, full tuition, and if you're a first termer, you're allotted to actually go in, and they will actually, you can sign up for college, and that's all you'll do for 1 year straight. You just go to school, and you're still in the military, but your duty will be at whatever college you decide to go to. So they're very high on making sure you're educated. But you can use the military as a vehicle to help guide you through life, to get you a solid foundation, to prep you for the life outside of the military. So I highly recommend that to any young person, old person, middle-aged person that's still eligible to go into the military, that really haven't figured out what they want to do in life. The military is a great starting point. It's a good springing board, and actually to get you off into life. It'll teach you discipline. It'll give you direction. It's a great tool. Just as long as whatever you apply it, you have to apply it to your life. So it all depends on what a person wants out of life. You can achieve your goals.
Okay, you know, that is wonderful. And the other part that that I really remember a lot is an opportunity to see the world. Because when most of us think of military and as civilians, we think of war, we think of fighting, we think of lockdowns, basically unable to do anything other than what you have to do as far as your assigned duty. And you being a military man and being able to get your master's, that, you know, implicates to me that you had time to live as a regular civilian to be able to be in school and study to get that master and go in at 19 and do 20 years and out. So you retired at 39.
That's
and
correct.
So that's still a very young age in which you can start a whole new career. Because
that's
the
correct.
Average American works to 65, which, you know, or 70, which gives you another 25 years to work. That's something in itself that I don't think a lot of people really put those numbers together and to see that really you do two careers in one lifetime.
That is correct. And actually, currently right now, I am working my second career on the civil service. I work for the government again. And I can retire in 10 years civil service and still have my military pension as well. So actually, that's my roadmap I had mapped out for myself. So in the next 4 years, I'll be retiring again. And I'll be only 57 years old. So, and I think I'll just go play golf and travel after that.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Shirley mentioned that you spent 20 years in the military. How was that on your family?
Well, it had some good days and had some bad days because, as Shirley stated earlier, I did deploy. I did went through three campaigns. I did 6 months in Somalia. And at that time, when I went off to Somalia, my son, my wife was just carrying him. She was maybe 2 months pregnant with him. And I had to go spend 6 months in Somalia. I came back and went to Germany. And over when we got to Germany, I had to go to Bosnia for a year. So I was deployed there. And then I came back from Bosnia and spent another year in Germany. Then we came back to the States, and then I went to Iraq for 3 months. But it's all about your structure in your home. If you have a good relationship with your wife, you guys communicate, and you guys have God in your center focus, your marriage will be good. A lot of people struggle when they don't have a solid foundation at home. That's when the struggle comes in. But you have to have a solid foundation. You got to have unity in the home, two-way communication, and you got to have God first. And with those recipes in place, you can make it.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what was your status when you came out? I know there's ranks. And your rank, what was your rank when you came out?
I retired first sergeant. That's the E-8. I was one rank away from making sergeant major, but I wanted to get out and start my second career, and I also wanted, my son was going into his junior year in high school, so I wanted to make sure I was there with him to get him ready for to go into adulthood life. So I had to go and shut it down.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, when you come, the different ranks, and that's what I'm listening to, you did the ranks, you moved up in the ranks.
Yep.
Not only as your, I would say, as your position, your job in the Army, but you also moved up with your education. So you were doing dual duties
while
you were in there, and plus being deployed. It kind of, you know, take me back to a previous show we did, when you have your, when you plan and you learn your purpose in life, how you can walk through these things when you know what your plan and what God's plan is for your life. That's another example. And I think Dr. Parker, Val had a question for you.
No, you know, I was just, you know, listening to the responses you gave, and I have a young lady, Raquel Walker, who just graduated, and she's in the National Guard, and I knew that your information would, you know, be in conjunction with what she's doing with the National Guard, because that's still military. Raquel, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you, dear? Where did you just graduate from?
I graduated from Georgia State University. It's down in Atlanta. It's downtown. And I'll be going, well, I'm back there again for grad school. So I'm already back in school.
That's
awesome.
Great.
I had the opportunity to meet you, and I tell you, you are a phenomenal woman. Raquel is the granddaughter of one of our faithful listeners, Marie, that, you know, tunes in every week, and she's always bragging about you, her granddaughter, and I tell you, you are worth bragging on because, you know, you going to school, you have, I understand, two jobs, and you do the National Guard.
Correct.
So that doesn't leave any time for you to do any hanging out. You're focusing on purpose, huh?
All the time. My life is consumed around scheduling. If it's not written down, it didn't happen.
What made you join the National Guard?
Oh, well, kind of like Mark with his story, I joined at 18. My first semester of college, I could pass college. I did really good my first semester, and I was working a full-time job. And I was like, oh, college is pretty simple. But I was pretty bored with my life, and I needed some stability. I needed health insurance. I needed more money for education. I didn't want to do any loans, at least not this early in my college career. So I needed money for education. I just needed that extra push. And that's what the National Guard was, because it gave me the ability to be stateside, but I can be a civilian soldier. So although I only report once a month and 3 weeks out of the summer, I still wear that uniform, and I still am instilled with those same values and discipline as my fellow active duty battle buddies.
Wow. What do you think about that, Mark?
I think that is awesome. I really tip my hat off to Rochelle. She's doing an excellent job. I just want to encourage her to continue in school. Just stay focused and, hey, knock it out. And I salute you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What
and thank
are you,
you
majoring
for your service
in college?
As well. Well, I'm majoring, my bachelor's degree was in social work, and my graduate degree will be in social work with a minor of social policy.
Wow, I have my doctorate in social work studies.
Wow, really? I didn't know that.
Yes,
awesome.
I have. That's what my doctorate is in, social work studies. So, you know, I'm always working and doing things in the community. I'm not in the armed forces, but I'm still serving.
that's right. You're a foot soldier. That's right.
Yes,
I'm reaching hearts and empowering lives.
Yep, one at a time.
So, Raquel, there are a lot of young people that have graduated high school and, you know, they may or may not have any aspirations for college. What advice would you give a graduate from high school?
I think first they should, although, like you said, they may not have an aspiration or just simply say, I don't know what I want to do next. But most times people have something in mind. And I know for me, the military was not an option because I wanted to go straight to college. But it ended up being the option, and it ended up being the help that I needed just all around, holistically for me at that time. So I think I would give to the young adults who are just venturing out of high school and going into young adulthood is, start to think about your options. What do you want to see yourself 3 years from now? Maybe even 1 year. 3 years is too much. And if the military is an option, think about it slowly. Don't just jump into it because this is a commitment and you are volunteering for something and you're expected to fulfill that obligation. So just know what you want to do. And if you don't, take it slowly. Talk to people. Get a mentor. That was the biggest thing. Just get someone, even they might be doing a whole different career than something you're not interested in, but they're that leader, they're that adult who's already out there, and they're making that positive impact in life. So talk to people. Just work your way around it. And then maybe those aspirations will start to come out later.
Awesome. She's awesome. Talking like somebody that's a senior in, or I mean, that she's in our age group, Shirley. I started to say senior citizens, but now I don't want to go that way. I had to stop myself.
But no, but she sounds like a young lady that knows her, you know, and this is, again, I keep going back to it, that when you connect with your purpose, that you get focused. And she's focused, yes. She's driven, and she's determined to complete whatever she starts. And she's sharing those nuggets of knowledge with other young people that are listening in, or parents of young people, which is very important. And, you know, that's why we're saluting the graduates as well, because when you come out of that high school or college, you've got to be focused and know
mm-hmm.
what's next in life, where do you want to go. And no matter what field or where you go, if you are not focused, you're not grounded, and you don't have the Lord in your life, it can be hard to keep steady and stay focused because of all the things that are around you in the world today that can take you off focus. And before you know it, time is gone, and you can't get that time back. So that, you know, I commend you. I salute you. I thank you for your service as well, because it's young people like you who makes our future, even though we're older, Val, looks brighter. And we can say, oh, yeah, I'm more comfortable with her in her position, and she's making waves in this country.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I am so proud of you. I applaud your drive and your commitment, and, you know, and talk about, real quick, associations. You know, who are the people that you hang around? Because, you know, a lot of times people get distracted because of the crowd they keep. Talk about how that is for you while you were pressing forward in your journey.
Over the years, I've kind of had to separate myself from certain friends. That just happens, but especially when I got into the military. So as of right now, my associations are pretty close-knit. My family is always there because they're supporters, and that's my go-to network. But I have good friends, and it's not many. And we're all trying to achieve things, whether it's school, whether it's that next career, whether it's another rank in the military. I'm trying to hopefully get up there where Mark left behind. So those people that I surround myself with, and like I was saying, like people that are in my field, I have two professors that have really been like mentors to me, and I make sure that I'm around them. I have good people, good leaders and officers that are in my unit that I can go to for support, and I associate myself with to make sure that I'm not being complacent.
Wonderful. Powerful. That is awesome. And you know, Mark and Raquel, I need you guys to hold on because we have some more people calling in and want to share. But I do appreciate you, and we'll get back to you in just a moment. But right now, we're going to reach out to Philip. Are you there?
I am here.
How are you, Philip?
Now let me.
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Shirley?
I like, you know, this young man here, I've known him since birth, since he was born.
Wow.
Yes. And I am so proud of him. I'm sitting here smiling. Philip, from when he was about 2 years old, you could tell the passion in him to be driven to be more than you can imagine he could be. As a young man, just graduating high school, but his maturity level is unbelievable for a young man at his age, especially when you have to deal with so much peer pressure and other things in life. He's a very focused young man, very talented, well-traveled, very intelligent. His mom, I salute her, and his dad, Philip Daou, I call him my nephew, and he calls me auntie. And it has been like that since he was very young. I used to babysit him. So I would say he grew, I watched him grow up until he moved away from Lansing. And then to see him, every time he came back to Lansing, he came to see me. But Philip, I'm not going to tell too much of your story. I'm going to let you tell your story. You just graduated, and you're graduated from where?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee, so I just graduated from Lipscomb Academy High School.
Awesome.
You're in Nashville. Mm-hmm.
I like your voice, Philip. You have a strong stature. Are you a tall person?
I'm relatively tall.
Yeah, you sound like you're about 5'11".
6'6". No, 5'11". I'm a little shorter than because of his dad's side of the genes, but.
But you made Shirley? Up for it. You made up for it, Philip, in your tone and the way you carry yourself. Now, Philip is not only just a graduate from the academy. Philip, tell us about your skills. You know, what is your goal? Now you graduated high school. What's next for you?
Well, what's next for me is I'm making a big transition for myself. I'm leaving Nashville. And I'm going to school in Los Angeles. I'm going to school at California Baptist University. And I'll be doing pre-med biology there and with aspirations to go to medical school later on. So I'm trying to work and hustle and do the best I can for myself and for other people, really.
Oh, I may have a lead for you for a school in Argentina.
Oh, really?
A medical school in Argentina, yes. Actually, Dr. Clarence Granish, who's no stranger to the show, he's actually, it is his college that he has in Antigua. He practices in Richmond, Virginia, though.
Really? Well, anything, any other connections I'd be open to. Of course, I like learning and observing from everybody all that I can.
Yeah, you know, one of the things is we have a large range of resources and people we've connected on this journey. And I like your voice, too. I represent Les Brown, and I was like, yeah, you have one of those voices that can command the stage.
Yes, yes. And Philip is very talented music-wise. His music has taken him abroad, and that's something that it's been a great experience for him because even as a young person that he did different music camps and everything. So his music has been one catalyst that has moved him across the waters. Can you tell us about the instrument that you play?
Yes. Well, I play the clarinet, and I've been playing the clarinet since the fifth grade, so coming up on 9 years now, so for a very long time. And it's really been almost a release for me from all going through high school, you know, and even the younger years, middle school years. It's hard to find something that makes you excited, that makes you you know, something you're passionate about. And for me, music was a huge release for me. But growing up through those years is hard because, of course, as kids nowadays don't have you know, the knowledge or, you know, exposure to classical music and what instruments can bring to you. So that was important to me, you know, not only as a release to me, but find something that's outside of my own comfort zone and outside of something that, you know, is not the normal. So from there, I decided to devote myself to it mainly because, you know, I loved it and I didn't really care what other people thought at that point. But From then on out, you know, I decided to do a couple camps, you know, really get better at it. You know, I went to the local symphony here in Nashville, and I got a great private teacher. And, of course, the elementary school, I had great private teachers. And from there, you know, increasing skills. And then it took me all the way, as you said earlier, I toured six countries within Europe and played with a group, and I played for people all across the world. And I couldn't be more elated about my decision to stay with music. It's really done the best for me.
Wow, that is awesome. You talk about the release. How important is it, you know, and I want you to zoom in on this too, Raquel, being a young adult and finding an outlet when you're under so much pressure?
Well, it can be difficult, again, because of peers or whatever. You know, I've had people, ever since I didn't begin playing the instrument, I've had people, you know, dog me for it, say, you know, this is weird, or this is not what you're supposed to do because of X factor or whatever. And it could be hard, but, you know, if you stick with it and if you're serious about it, and if it keeps you focused and it keeps you driven to whatever goal you want to achieve, that's when you know you found, you know, the key to success. And ultimately, you know, people like to, if people see you doing well sometimes, they, you know, they want to take that away from you. But if you have that laser, you know, focus attitude, then, you know, results begin to show. And that's the main important thing, is don't let anybody tell you what you're going to do with your life. You know, be focused on what you want to achieve.
Well, right,
Philip said it all. He said it all. Everything I wanted to say. That's it. That was a great answer.
Wonderful.
Awesome. You know, reason why I felt it was important for you two speaking from the young adult perspective is because we have so many young people saying, I can't, I won't, because mm-hmm. somebody's opinion dictates their reality. And they'd rather be in the in crowd because of the peer pressures that they're facing instead of looking beyond that, knowing that who you are today is not going to be who you are tomorrow or in your adult life, that it is, life is a process and it is a journey. And you have the power to choose what path you want to take. That's something that no one can take away from you. And I'm so glad that you, Philip and Raquel, chose to stay focused. And you, even you, Mark, you know, to do 20 years, 25 years in the armed forces and do it relentlessly and, you know, have your family in tow. That is just so amazing and awesome. So, again, I salute you and thank you for that. We have some other individuals that have chimed in, and we want to hear from them and see if they have any questions that they want to have for any of our guests. Call us 7570. You are live.
Oh, that's me, I think. 7570?
Yes, 7570 is... Hello?
I want to thank...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me now? I want to thank that
yes.
young man for his service.
Awesome. Thank Valerie. You so much. Caller 1663, you're live.
This is Mrs. Cynthia Brown on the phone here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Great. You have a question, comment for any of our callers, guests?
Well, I just want to say that I am a specialist for honoree from the Army. I was 94 Bravo Cook at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, where I served 4 years. Didn't get a chance to travel any. I actually stayed there the entire 4 years. Sometimes I wished I had made a career out of it, but unfortunately, I was on another path. I think all of the military people who have gone on to fight the wars and the battles that we were not able to fight, A lot of these servicemen have endured mental and physical anguish, and those things should not be unnoticed or not honored in the process. I would say that as a young girl coming through high school, going into ROTC and developing a plan that pretty much did not fall through. And let me might mention, coming from a background of a mom who was an alcoholic, a dad who was estranged, going through molestation for myself from some relatives, I chose the military as a escape to get away from all of the things that was happening in home life. And sometimes that plays a factor in decision-makings, not always in the best interest, but at the particular time you think that that is the best interest. So I went there to form my own life and to be who I really was without being controlled or manipulated in another person's think process. So once I got out, I decided that I was ready for family. I wanted my own family so I can love them and show them educationally that there is a better outcome in the end. So I ended up raising 5 children who all are very successful, 3 of which has graduated from universities. And even myself obtaining a master's degree in business administration and an associate's and also a bachelor's in modern dance, I decided musically that I would fulfill a God-gifted talent in my music. I work with children on a regular basis. I am a certified professional secretary with the state of Michigan. Through the Board of Education. So that is currently what I'm doing now. I mentor plenty of kids who have had challenges such as myself, and I've had some challenges still in my life. But as the young lady said, you have to center it around people who are positive, people who are uplifting, people who want to do better. And if you choose those people, then you would become one of those idols or one of those type of people that other people will want to be around. And then also in the process, give love. That is most important these days. Love, having God in our hearts and soul, and being rewarding to other people. So I want to say to Mrs. Carter, I commend you for everything that you're doing for women empowered. I want to thank you for surviving the things that you have gone through. And I want to say to you that I got my eye on you for being a motivation to me.
Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate
thank
you for
you.
Tuning in. Now, Cindy, you said you've gone through all these different obstacles and you're a mentor. You raised 5 children of your own. And
yes.
How hard was that for you, the transitioning? And you said that you went in the military to kind of save yourself. How hard was that transitioning? And the reason why I'm asking is because of the fact that there are a lot of people when they at the end of their road and they can't find no other solution, they would want to do something like that, but aren't quite sure of what it's going to be like because they've heard so many horror stories about the military and, you know, what goes on there. And Mark, maybe you can chime in on it as well. So share with us that shift that occurred in your life.
Well, it was challenging because I'm a firm believer that sometimes the way you live is that. And I didn't want to be an alcoholic. I didn't want to be abused anymore. So I didn't have very many friends. In fact, my family is very small, so I didn't really have anybody to go to other than my girlfriend's parents, who fortunately was successful, educated, and they taught me a lot of things about being a woman.
I'm sorry, the connection is bad. Your connection is bad. You're breaking up.
Are you on speaker or are you moving?
No, the battery probably is going down. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you.
So I had to center myself around my girlfriend's parents who taught me how to be a woman. But at the time, I didn't know much about college. That was not instilled in me in my household. I had to learn things through being in the military and resourcing there as to what do I do next. And my first job getting out of the military was a podiatrist. And his manager, a lady, single parent, raising three children, and she mentored me, groomed me, changed the way that I thought about anything. And that got me on the path to success. And I feel that I've been a success. Ain't always been the best person. Haven't always had the best things in life. But I made do. I had to make sacrifices. I knew that I wanted my kids to be the best achievers ever, and they were in school. Those things, you have to be a strong-willed person. Now, how did I get strong? I could not tell you. I believe that God made me who I am. And if I had been a different type person, I wouldn't have got this far. And I'm not going to say that it hasn't been times where I felt like, hey, maybe I shouldn't be here, or maybe I should have stayed in the military, or maybe if I had made this turn to the left, it would have went a better way. But I believe today, at almost 50, my life was designed to be where it is right now. So I cannot question that anymore. What I do, I move forward. I don't look back and continue to live in the past, because that will hurt you in the end. You get around positive people and people who are educated more than you, and you learn from those people. You sit and listen, not do a lot of talking. You sit and listen,
right,
and you
that's
watch
where
and
mentoring
learn.
Comes in.
Exactly. Yeah. But not so much, I don't have to necessarily know you to learn from you. You may just be my coworker.
Exactly.
You may not even be in my area. But I watch people all the time, and I listen to people and what they have to say. And then I learn and I grasp what the information that I should take. And then I throw out the stuff that I think I don't need to take.
Thank you so much. And Milton, as we are, can you chime in on what Cindy was saying?
Mark?
Yes, what I think that Cindy, even though to let her know that she, even though she did not do her 20 years in the military, I think that those 4 years that she did do was able enough to plant that seed or give her a foundation that she was able to grasp hold of things, to straighten her life out a little bit, and then able to go back out and cope in the real world. So don't discard the 4 years that you did serve. Those were some good 4 years. And I salute you for those 4 years that you served. And I totally agree with her about getting a mentor, finding someone that is going to be, that can do a positive impact in your life, that would help you, lead and guide you through this world, because we can't. We all need someone to help mentor, help us navigate through life. So I salute her on that.
Thank you so much, Mark. Now, Raquel and Philip, Raquel, how important is it to do internship? You graduated college and you're going into your undergrad, and Philip has just graduated high school. Enlighten us on some of the processes as far as you getting jobs while you're there in college.
I think
that may be helpful to the rest of our listeners.
Yeah, there was a time when I came home, you know, from basic training and AIT and stuff, and I was going back to school, and I needed a job, but I couldn't really find a job. I thought because I had that that National Guard title on my resume, I would automatically get hired when I got back home, but that wasn't the case. So my advisor recommended me do volunteer work. I was like, I'm not going to volunteer a certain amount of hours and not get paid. That was a selfish part of me. So after a while, she told me again a few months later, and I ended up volunteering at a shelter about my second year of college, and I still volunteer at the same shelter now, and that's about 4 or 5 years later. I think it's really, really important. It gives you that experience. It gives you that real experience, even if it's something that you might not want to do with your career later on. And luckily, my field, I was very resentful at first, but they make you do an internship before you can get your degree. So my whole senior year, I spent the whole year doing an internship. And when I left the internship, mm-hmm. they offered me 2 jobs, but I already had a job that I didn't really want to leave at the time. So I ended up turning the jobs down. So internships, volunteering are very important, especially if you're you're trying to job hunt and you're looking for a job, but you don't have the experience. That's what they always say. We need experience. And that'll help build you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help put you in that job status. It'll show that you're committed because you're volunteering for something without even getting paid, without even getting anything in reward for that. You're giving back, which is most important. So I'm all for internships, volunteering, and all that stuff, paying it forward.
Yeah, I know my boys, when they were in college and in the summers, they did internships, and it made it so much easier for them to get jobs, because when you go through and get all that education, the first thing they say is, what experience do you have? Well, what do you mean, what experience
exactly.
do I have? I've been in school.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just
that's
trying
just
to get out of
true.
School and get that degree, because that's what everybody
yeah.
says. You got to have a degree. Now I got it. Now what? So it is very important to seek employment. Philip, can you
mm-hmm.
comment, or are you been looking for opportunities?
Well, I've actually been working for the past 2 years of high school, so I've been, I would say internship and connections are really important. For me, there was limited things I could do in high school, of course, but I have held a steady job at Chick-fil-A for the past 2 years. And just getting foot in, you know, hard work, that's something I feel
mm-hmm.
like, personally, for my generation, that might be lacking a little bit more than the previous generations. But to me, it was important to make sure you know how to work, you know how to take orders, and you know how to build yourself up as a worker. And from then on out, and personally, something I'm really, you know, blessed from my mother is she's always told me to make connections. So what is something
mm-hmm.
that's very important is you need to learn how to socialize with people. You need to learn how to express yourself to people. You need to know how to put your name out there and make sure, because, I mean, of course, anybody, you know, could go up and apply for a job, but it's that personal stamp that you leave with people, that you know, spark that you leave with the person is what really, again, seals the deal for some jobs nowadays. And, you know, people really need that. So connections and internships are key.
I love Philip.
I, you know, I'm just sitting here smiling.
I just love him.
That's my nephew now.
I'm adopting him too.
Oh, Lord.
I
been my baby for a long time.
Shirley, I have 2 BMWs. I'm claiming another one.
I know. And see, I have 3.
Black man working.
Number 4. Yes, that's number 4. That's what, you know, and I'm like, Philip, I am so, you know, your auntie is so proud of you. And your mom, his mom has been a rock for him. And she's done a wonderful job as a single parent. I salute her. Linda, if you're listening, my sister, I salute you because your young man is really, really standing out from the crowd. He has made a stamp on life in this society, and he's going to make, you know, he's going to do some wonderful things in life. Philip, you know, stay focused, stay on point, and I already know that you keep God first. That is a must in your household. I know that. And I'm just very proud of you, the strides that you've made in life and the impact that you've made with the people that you've met. Now you got Dr. Parker, you know, she's ready to adopt you too. So that is wonderful. So I'm very proud of you. You will go a long
Thanks.
Way.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I know
yeah,
I'm going to get a lot of texts and emails and phone calls about who is this Philip and who is this Raquel. I am going to screen every one of them.
But also, you know, you also have to know, I mean, something I do want to say is, you know, things happen in life. You know, you do things because of yourself. But really, as, you know, Auntie Shirley would say, there's people around you that really make a difference. And Raquel said, you know, surrounding yourself with people. If you have the people to support you and if you support yourself, you know, and you really look into having God in your central life, you know, anything is possible. So in any situation of life, for all people listening, you know, you can, people will tell you what you can and can't do, but, you know, there are people in this world who are supporting you and all people who are there to back you up. So don't ever give up on yourself, mainly because you owe it to yourself, and God definitely loves you enough to give it to you. So please keep the focus.
Thank you so much. We have another caller, 0477. You're live. Hello, 0477. You're live. Okay, you may be muted. Okay. Unmute. Okay. Well, Shirley, I tell
hello.
You, we have had some. Hello.
Hello, this is Dwayne.
Yes, sir. You're live. Hello?
Hello, this is Dwayne. I was just listening to everybody, and I enjoyed listening to all the speakers there. And I just like to talk about my little journey there. I graduated high school in 79, and I went off to college, and I graduated, I think, like 83. And actually, I came back home. I was looking for a job, but I never could really find one. So I decided I'd go join the Army, you know. And what happened, my strategy was I didn't really go in there to make a career of it. I just wanted to serve some time, like 4 years. And I came back home and joined the reserve. And it really helped me out a lot because I got me a government job. And, and I did that for a number of years. And I really benefited from it. And the Army has been good to me, and I retired from a government job, and I volunteer at the VA hospital in Jackson. So I do that for like once or twice a week. So that really. I really enjoy doing that because it's giving back, and I see the soldiers that the military men that was before me, and I have nothing but praise for them because they was the one that made this country what it is. And they're true men and women, you know, and I just enjoy doing that. It works. I volunteer work consists of
transporting veterans from to their apartments. I might get I have a pager on me, and it pays me from the office.
Hmm.
And that's basically what I do as a volunteer.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, to serve your country and then turn around and volunteer and sow into the lives of those who came back not whole, that is an awesome, awesome testimony of and testament of who you are. And I salute you for doing that, Dwayne. I appreciate so much. I said at the top of the show that I appreciate so much all of you who've tuned in and gave your questions and comments and always supporting Hot Topics from the Soul. You know, we want to be that lifeline so that people will know, you know, how the American people are feeling. And hopefully tonight, Cindy and Mark, that you felt the love from us and from people that will tune in and replay the show over and over. And if you've enjoyed the show or you think you missed something, go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/soultopics, and you can replay the show over and over, and you can also email it to someone. So, you know, I appreciate you for doing that and spreading the word. And thank you for serving. And Raquel and Philip, your best is still to come. I mean, I'm just so excited, guys. It's like you're my own child. So I appreciate you, Shirley. You have any closing comments? Because you know we always run out. So, Cindy,
always
Raquel,
run out of time.
Philip, Mark, Dwayne, thank you so much, and Ray, thank you so much for tuning in, and Marie, for you know, giving your opinions and texting and emailing me and letting me know what's going on with you or what you feel that we should have on the show that's relevant. And always our children are relevant. Always our military is relevant. Shirley?
Yes. I just want to say thank you to all our guests. Mark, you know, I love you and I appreciate you. Philip, you know, ditto to you. Raquel, I salute you, young lady. You are on your way. You are, you know, you're going to be out there. You're going to be mentoring some people. And Cynthia, I thank you for calling in. You're an inspiration. You know, you're following your dream and to work with young people. And Dwayne, you know, I appreciate you and your volunteer services. You are making an impact in a lot of people's lives by doing what you do. We can't salute our military people enough and support our graduates because they are our future. So I appreciate you all. It's been a wonderful Hot Topic conversation tonight.
Yes, and also I invite you to go to my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, and if you go under important news, parents, if you're listening in, I have a link there where it has scholarship information, and perhaps you will be able to find some information relevant to what your child's needs are for college. So go to fromthesoulofawoman.com and click on important news, and perhaps you will find some resources to help with their education. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Hot Topics from the Soul, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. And remember, Horace Mann said we should be ashamed to die until we've made a contribution to mankind. Good night, and yes. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait.